Caroline, actually, I noticed there was nearly a tie between you and Peng Shuai on the first set. So how did you feel, and what's your observation of her performance at that time?
There's never ties in tennis, so you have to finish it off with a tiebreaker. And I started off strong, and I had the wind behind me, so I knew that I had to take advantage of that. And I was up 5-1 whenever we switched sides, and that was great for me. And to win that first set definitely was a big bonus.
Caroline, in Miami a few years ago, you defeated Serena, and you were serving really well. And now you play her very closely, so you must be very confident that, you know, maybe this final might be just ended.
I always believe in myself when I go out to play, and I definitely believe that no matter who stays on the other side of the net, I can win the match. The last two times we played Serena, we played really two tough three-set matches, and you know, it's going to be the US Open Finals, it's going to be a tough one, it's going to be exciting, and either way, it's been a great tournament for me, and I hope that I can get one more win under my belt.
How is your perspective on it different now than it was 4 years ago, with all you've been through and the ups and downs of your career and then returning to form now, and maybe you relish the opportunity a bit more?
I've definitely learned a lot in those years. I've had more matches under my belt, I've learned more about myself, but also going out to the finals back then against Kim, I knew that it was going to be really tough. I didn't know what to expect from my nerves. I didn't know, you know, she had been out there before, so this time it's going to be different. I hope that I'll have more experience. I hope that I'll get out there and just go for it. I have nothing to lose. I have only things to win, and it's one more match, and I'm going to take this any other match. I know it's going to be difficult, but it's going to be so much fun to be out there.
Caroline, what would it mean to you to be the U.S. Open champion?
It would mean so much to me. I've been close before, but you know, it's obviously a Grand Slam final. I would love to win it and have a Grand Slam under my belt. It would definitely have the media stop talking about my lack of a Grand Slam, so that would be nice.
Caroline, a little lighter question, if you don't mind. Well, that terribly out of tune group of guys sing Sweet Caroline. Do you embrace that? What goes through you? Do you smile?
I do, yeah, it's fun. It's nice. It's great.
It lights you up?
It does. It's nice to have a big support group out there, and I've heard the Sweet Caroline song quite a few times, and especially here, so it's just a bit of fun.
How impressed are you with New York? How much do you feel they're embracing you? It seems like...
I love New York, and I think the crowd really has taken me to them, and I feel the support out there, I feel the love, and it's amazing to be out there, and I'm excited to have another match out there.
Caroline, do you have any, like the whole friendship thing, is it actually overplayed? Does it actually even have any kind of impact on you? Being friends with someone when you play, does it make it difficult, or does it make it easier?
I have quite a few friends on tour, and for me, I'm pretty good at separating the things on the court and off the court, and it's definitely going to be a huge match on Sunday, so the friendship while we're on court is put aside, and we are both competitors, and she has to win, obviously, but you know, it will be put aside, and we'll just be out there fighting for every point, and after the match, one of us is going to congratulate the other, and we're going to be friends again. It's fine.
Bobby, last question.
Yeah. Caroline, you played friends at big events, small events. Have you found that it's harder at a bigger event to play a friend?
No, not really. I just, I got there and I just went away.
Okay, we'll fix it.